Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. The Olympics, of course, are winding down this weekend. Fall is just around the corner, and that means that television networks, from Netflix to HBO to TV itself, they're about to release a lot of new fall shows. You have a lot of streaming and a lot of catching up to do. Our culture reporter, Melissa Locker, is here to help us choose some of the best things to watch to get ready for fall.
Baz Luhrmann's new show, The Get Down, which takes us to the Bronx in 1970s as the hip-hop revolution is starting. And it's kind of the end of disco and the beginning of hip-hop. And the Grandmaster Flash is kind of starting these things called Get Downs. And it's a really, really fun show.
Y'all pushing me to be who you want me to be. Nobody's asking what I want to be.
Show me what you got.
Shout out to DJ, we call conductor, because shout out fantastic, so bad mother.
Period pieces are really popular on Netflix and other outlets right now. Does The Get Down really capture the mood of the time with music and style the way other shows like Stranger Things have done?
Yeah, I kind of feel like Baz Luhrmann has done a really good job. They've spent a lot of money to make sure it's really period appropriate. There's incredible costumes. The music is just phenomenal. And like you mentioned, Stranger Things, the music will probably end up getting released on a soundtrack.
All right, we're going to talk about Stranger Things in just a moment, but I watched High Maintenance in its first season. Now High Maintenance is kind of coming into the big time.
High Maintenance started as this pretty small web series between a husband and wife team who had some roots in TV. Like, the wife is the casting director for 30 Rock, and the show follows a pot dealer who goes around New York City and delivers marijuana to all of his customers. And he gives a little slice of life of all of his different customers, as well as into his life as a pot delivery man.
You're wearing a dress right now. I can't pretend that you're not wearing a dress. You don't usually wear dresses, but you look good.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have another customer who cross-dresses.
Oh, you do?
Very frumpy.
Yeah, the taste in the community can be a bit patchy, you know?
Yeah.
It started as a web series. There are about 20 episodes online. And then coming in September, it's going to turn into a full-on HBO television show.
I sure hope that it keeps that kind of small, viral, spontaneous feeling that the big budget of HBO doesn't make it feel too contrived or too big. I really love that show. Now, Narcos was a big hit in its first season. It's coming back.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised that Narcos was coming back, just because I feel like the first season was a full story, and I'm really excited that it's back. The second season looks like it's going to be amazing because it has the same cast. They are tracking down Pablo Escobar, who has escaped from prison, and it looks like it's going to manage like to have all the same drama and just a whole nother season of it, which, if it's anything like the first one, everyone will be binge-watching the second it comes out, which I think is over Labor Day weekend.
Melissa, you mentioned Stranger Things, and the second season isn't out yet. In fact, the first season just got released a couple of weeks ago, but you had a chance to interview the band.
Yeah, so the band Survived was tapped by the Duffer Brothers, who created the series, to soundtrack the trailer originally, which they'd created a fake trailer for the show to pitch to Netflix. And when the series got picked up, the Duffer Brothers came back and said, please score the entire series. And when I talked to the guys, they said that the scoring movies had always been a dream for them. And so they jumped at the chance to kind of provide their crazy atmospheric synth music. It's very suspenseful, it's very lighthearted, it kind of does a little bit of everything, and it's a really, really natural collaboration between the music and the visuals that you're watching, and the soundtrack itself is really, really good.
Well, Stranger Things is definitely the hit of the summer, but it is far from the only show out there. Lots of new shows starting up, getting their second seasons, or changing networks come fall. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and here for us at The Takeaway. Melissa, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.